102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. I love the picture. I think it's such a flashback in time.
What picture?
We should put this on the BAB page.
What
your picture from your page that went crazy yesterday on your page. People made comments of you in high school with your mullet.
DTF,
you could have been in Whitesnake.
I couldn't have been in Whitesnake. Come on.
I know. The top isn't high enough rooster-like. But
no, the mullet was...
mullet's pretty good.
The mullet the mullet was only in mid-growth at that point.
We got to put this picture up, and you have to see the picture. We'll describe it next, but it involves hashtag DTF, and I want to ask you about that.
Okay.
It's 102.3
that's really
WBAB.
Easy.
It's easy.
That's the original DTF.
Oh.
Anybody from Deer Park knows exactly. You say those three letters?
They know.
They know what's
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. This picture we're about to talk about is all about thinking back to high school. Mm. Thinking back to like just one of the probably greatest times of your life. And in your case, this could be, it seems from the picture, one of the greatest times in your life.
That was an amazing weekend.
Were you on some sort of class trip or were you out with friends on a trip?
My friend Katie and I put together a ski trip.
And this is when? This is senior year of high school? Or?
It was senior year.
And JP posted this picture to Facebook yesterday, and it got a lot of reaction because, you know, when you see something from high school, which for you is
it's
when?
It's funny. I was wondering.
End of the 80s? Middle of the 80s?
I graduated in 90. So this 90. Is either late winter 89 or early winter 90.
Right. And JP's got a mullet and a half.
No, I see.
Yeah, it's a good one.
The mullet was only halfway done.
Yeah, well,
I was still working on the mullet.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you think so?
Solid mullet.
I look like a hockey player.
Yeah, you look like either Yarmo Yager early.
And I'm doing a funnel. I was wondering why my head was above the door jamb. I must be standing on a bed in the picture. The sweatpants I got on are like my team sweatpants. They're like two sizes too big.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing a concert t-shirt, cut-off sleeves.
Cut-off sleeves, cut-off at the bottom too. So,
it's 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a belly shirt for boys. And he's doing a funnel.
I think it's either my Anthrax I'm the Man shirt or a Halloween shirt, one or the other. And I'm doing funnels. God, I miss doing funnels.
He's like holding the tube, and then he's got it held up over his head, you know, in the act.
And you know what? Some of you people, like, that commented on it, like, wrote beer bong. We never called it a beer bong. It was just it was like, want to do a funnel?
A funnel
we'll do funnels.
Beer,
yeah. We did funnels. That was
right.
It. That's the hashtag DTF.
Oh, what was that? Because we know what DTF means now.
Do the funnel.
So innocent in those
days. I can't
days.
Tell you how many awesome. How many places DTF... India was spray painted in Deer Park. It was either on the street in the parking lot where we were hanging out,
oh, yeah?
Or if we were hanging out behind wall bounds, it would have been on the wall wall bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys that hung out up at Pilgrim State would have it over at Pilgrim State.
Mm.
It was everywhere. God, those are the greatest days of my life.
Right. If you remember back to high school, I mean,
if you scroll down there on my page, I know Brett just put it up on the BAB page. So instead of 5,000 people seeing it, it'll be 30,000 people, 40,000, whatever it is. There's a bathtub full of beers. Do you remember that when like you could be able?
Oh,
to
that's a great picture.
Bathtub full of ice and beer.
That picture's so good, I can tell the beer is ice cold.
And my friend Galati got out of the tub, and all the beer tasted funny. We made him go in. He went in the tub. He was laying in the tub with his picture and the whole deal.
So you guys are senior year in high school, and you're at some, it looks like a cheap like hotel or motel.
Yeah, we were probably at an Econo Lodge or some crap.
Where are you?
At Gore. Up at Gore.
Oh, you went upstate. Oh.
These trips were completely, like, there was a place in, I don't think these trips exist anymore, but there was a place called Action Ski Tours that was right in Amityville.
Mm.
And they would do buses and stuff like that, and they would supply two chaperones, and these were just guys that wanted to ski for free.
So
and
there were no teachers
there
or anything?
There was no teachers, no parents, no nothing.
Two stoner chaperone dudes?
If I remember correctly, I think we had two buses. I think we had two. It might have just been one bus, but I think we had two buses full of kids.
Wow. That's fun.
And booze. And they dropped it. They take us to this motel or hotel, wherever. It was a hotel because we were inside. Like when you opened up your room, you were inside. So we were at a hotel. Mm-hmm. But there were like two other schools there as well. I think my friend Anthony punched some girl in the face.
Oh,
from
my God.
Something happened where that girl mouthed off to our
Anthony.
Friend Tara. Anthony's in the middle of it, cracked somebody.
Oh, my God.
He still denies it, but I think he did it. That was that picture's a gem. I took a beating yesterday with this picture, but what the hell?
Would you say that's your greatest high school memory? I mean, if you really had to nail it down, that's a great one. I mean, it seems like a great time.
That weekend was...
one of the funnest weekends.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I remember waking up in bed with somebody I shouldn't have woke up in bed with.
Anthony?
No. Thank God, because that would have got so weird.
Wow.
And I remember, I got to make a phone call, because I remember one of my friends, I think a different Anthony had, like, in his bag, had, like, a half a gallon jar of Vaseline. Big thing of Vaseline.
Why did you even bring that?
Exactly. We're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I might get chapped lips or something along those lines. We're like, you need a half a gallon?
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
What's he talking, Back to the Future and my mullet?
Yeah, East End Jeremy's on the line and wants to propose something to us.
Okay.
So we'll talk to him next. But yeah, something about like flashing back like Back to the Future or something.
Dude, my mullet's getting a lot of attention.
It sure is. You guys can see the picture on the BAB Facebook page. We'll talk about it next. It's 102.3 WBAB.
I got laid with that thing. You believe it?
Not really.
Not me neither.
Long
but I now know why other people, why people's parents didn't like me.
Yeah.
That picture? Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't want that near my daughter either.
You in a funnel and concert t-shirt. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. So JP's picture on Facebook yesterday, it's on the BAB Facebook now. It was a throwback Thursday type thing, flashing back to a high school party, standing on a bed doing a funnel in a cheap hotel from a ski trip from senior year of high school. Mm. You know, you just start thinking about that kind of thing. It's pretty cool. But East End Jeremy's on the line talking about, what are you talking about, with Back to the Future and flashing back or something? Go ahead.
Well, Back to the Future's got 30-year anniversary coming up, and there's a really cool documentary coming out about, you know, the movie, the cult following, and, like, some of the things, like the hoverboard and some of the things in the movie.
The hoverboard's been in the news lately, so you have
my
attention.
Right.
Go ahead.
And they're trying to recreate the movie, and they're doing, like, this whole, they're building a town after the town that it was held in. And there's collectors of all the cars. It's a really cool documentary about the whole movie. Well, I saw JP's picture the other night of him at the ski party, right, with the mullet. And I was thinking to myself, what time of the year, what year would you go back to? If you had the DeLorean in your parking lot, right, in your driveway, and you had a choice, what year, what time would you go back in future to live again?
If I can go back to any time, I got to be honest with you, I'm leaning Roman times.
Really?
Orgies all over the joint, bro.
Yeah,
these girls had no morals whatsoever. And if they did have morals, they got threatened right out of them.
Yeah, I'm talking about 70s time, too, man. It's pretty love.
70s girls is pretty good, too.
Yeah, and they never shaved their hoo-ha.
Yeah, but that's the problem. They all stunk. They didn't shower.
All, you know?
Let's,
the girls are naive and they free love. You know what I mean?
60s, bro.
If I can go back in any time, I'm going Rome. Is that what we're doing?
You really would? Go back to Roman times?
You hung up on him?
You died, thank you, Jeremy. You die such an early death in those times. There's so many ways to die.
But they partied like rocks. So what are we talking about going back? Because when Marty McFly went back, he didn't go back as himself. He went back and got to see things as who he was at that point. Is that what we're talking about
Roman
doing?
Roman times, you didn't exist, so that
no,
wouldn't
work.
No,
but what I'm saying
then
is, are we going back to a point in our own lives, or we can go back to a point anywhere?
No, I like going back to anywhere.
Totally going Rome. Totally.
What? You're crazy. You know why they were partying? It was the end of the world. They were declining. The whole civilization was collapsing.
Right? And they were all banging. All of them. Flap. Everywhere. Didn't matter.
Wearing togas and sandals.
Nobody was, they were barely dressed. Got to lift it back up. Nobody said no.
Roger and JP, East End Jeremy brought up the Back to the Future 30th anniversary. And if you had the DeLorean, you know, what times would you flash back to? JP would go back to Roman times. I don't even want to go back that far. I'll just go to the 60s and be fine. I want to see what that was about. Good morning, BAB.
I'm a big fan. Roman bath, bro. That's all I got to say. Two words.
Okay. Hi, BAB. Where would you flash back to?
I probably want to go back even further. You know, do Jurassic Park kind of thing.
You're out of your mind.
Jurassic Park?
Why would you do that?
No, I see stuff that you never going to see. I'm going to see other people. I've seen enough people. I see stuff I've never seen before.
Yes, like starvation. Every day you got to fight for your meal.
Right.
I don't have to stay there forever. You see, I can go back for a couple hours and come back.
I got news for you. If there was a moose rolling around with a nice rack of ribs, and it was between you and a Brontosaurus Rex, you're losing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Only a couple hours.
I think you got to rethink your flashback.
Was there ever a Brontosaurus Rex? I think I might have combined two different dinosaurs right there. Take care, brother.
You're right.
Have a good weekend.
Later.
Nope. I think it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And then the Brontosaurus stood on his own. He's going with the short arms.
The Brontosaurus was the burger in Flintstones.
Right. Bronto burger.
Right.
Got it. Where are you flashing back? 955 WBAB. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP.
Greece at that time was pretty cool, right? Plus, they gave up the back door. Yeah, they did.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. We're just talking about if you could flash back to any era, any period of time, where would you flash back to? For example, JP's talking about Roman times, Greek times. Mm-mm.
Why no? You keep saying no.
You're going back to a time period where you die easily. Everything's not good.
What do you mean it's not good?
It's not good. You're taking one you think you're one of the Romans who's with the crow.
That's where I would go. I would be one of the guys that was wearing a crown and had some chicks feed me grapes.
Caesar comes in. Who's this? Kill
no,
him!
And you're gone. That's it. I'm like, I am Caesar.
Listen, we have... okay, flashback with delusions. We have Dean on the line who works at the has been working at the Coliseum for many decades, and now a few more gigs because the Islanders not there anymore. What is this about Kate Murray, Dean? What do you got? Go ahead.
I got a thing. If I go back in time,
where would you go?
I'd go back, I guess, around 60 something years ago, and I'd put a condom on Kate Murray's father's penis.
Nice. If that guy would have wore a rubber, we'd still have the Islanders at the Coliseum.
Absolutely, and I still have a job this fall.
All right, Dean. I hope to see you soon.
Take care, man.
Oh, Dean, that is a good one. Funny. 955 WBAB. If you want to flash back in our DeLorean, 102.3 WBAB.
Father's penis. That's great.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. All right, let's get some final calls in here on if you could flash back in time, like take the DeLorean back like they did Back to the Future. The 30th anniversary is coming up. Where would you go to? What era? Good morning, BAB. Where would you go? Go ahead.
I'll tell you right now, I'd like to go back to the cowboy days with guns, girls, and balloons.
That's pretty good.
There you go. Right?
That's fun.
Yeah, you know what, though? Did you ever spend more than an hour on a horse? If you've ever spent more than an hour on a horse, you would totally rethink that.
It sounds like most of what he's going to do is park his horse outside.
Right.
There you go. That's it, man. I'm going upstairs with the girls and the liquor.
He's
going
to park his horse outside and park his pony inside, if you know what I'm saying. Later, buddy.
Thanks, man. Hi, BAB.
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
Hey, what do you got?
What's going on?
Hey, so I'm thinking, like, why do I got to go back? Why can't I go forward, like, 40 years to make sure I'm not an F-up with my kids? JP, you're going to go back and drop your seed on every broad in Roman times.
Right.
You might be the start of your own family tree and then meet yourself, like, 500 years later where you are now when you come back. Be like, I created me 700 years ago.
I am nowhere near high enough for this conversation.
You could be the father of our country.
Dude, if you want to go,
literally.
If you want to go, like, rip some bong hits after the show and have this discussion, I'm all in.
That's what I'm saying. I was driving thinking to myself, this guy's planting a seed. He could be the beginning of his own family tree.
Later, man.
Hey, thanks. Good
this
job,
was
man.
Fun. Later.
That was a very deep thought.
Wow.
That one hurt.
Yeah, it does. Just to think about it is insane. You could change the course of history.